Our next speaker is going to talk about drought and salinity for canola production. Dr. Haruyuki, pronounce it.
Thank you, Professor Branco. Good morning, everyone. Canola is the most popular variety of rapeseed and has been widely cultivated as a vegetable oil crop, as you know. And also, it is cultivated as a biofuel crop recently. To assess long-term effects of biofuel cropping and to optimize irrigation scheduling under dry and saline conditions, drought and salinity tolerance must be known quantitatively. However, a few quantitative data for its tolerance have been published so far. So we try to determine parameter values in a widely used root water uptake model, and we compare them with those of other oil crops. At first, let me introduce the widely used water uptake model, first presented by FEDES. The root water uptake rate is given by integrating root water uptake rate over the root zone, which gives transpiration rate. The macroscopic model uses potential water uptake rate, which is given as proportional to root activity, which may be represented by the density of root length. And the potential uptake rate actually uptake rate is given by multiplying the potential uptake rate and reduction coefficient, which is a function of matrix potential and osmotic potential. This function is called stress response function. We try to determine these parameters in our experiment. We carried out following experiments in a growth chamber. We used 9 columns with 16 centimeter width in diameter and 20 centimeter high, and 2 moisture and salinity probes, 5TE, were inserted into each column, which was filled with Cantaloupe soil. And soil surface was covered with a polystyrene form like this to minimize evaporation loss. And 3 columns were used for determining drought stress, drought tolerance, and 3 for salinity stress, and the other 3 for C provided potential transpiration. Daily transpiration amounts was measured by weighing every day. And salinity stress was imposed by applying 4 grams per liter of sodium chloride solution. After the stress period, the column was dismantled to obtain root distribution. The soil and root samples at each 5 centimeter layer were first air dried and sieved with 2 millimeter screen, and the air dried root were scanned with a flatbed scanner at 300 dpi. The total length of one image was determined with intersection method. This is a profile of the root length density for each column. To measure water content accurately using a commercial moisture probe, we should not rely too much on the default calibration curve presented by the manufacturer. We first collected the individual difference of individual probes because we found a large variation of this moisture probe. And then we corrected the output with respect to temperature. This is an example of dependence of sensor output on temperature. This slope also depends on the output. Then after correcting the output to the reference temperature, the corrected outputs were substituted into this calibration function, which was obtained using the data at various solution salinity. So we salinity probe output measures bulk electric conductivity, but we want to know soil solution conductivity. So we used this empirical function. Okay, let's move on to result and discussion. This is the variation of soil moisture and the salinity of soil solution for pot A under drought stress. The last irrigation was applied here, and the moisture content steadily decreased. We first started the experiment in the growth chamber, but big earthquake happened on March 11, caused long power failure, and we couldn't enter the building for several days. So we moved the columns to outside in a greenhouse. Anyway, you can see that the salinity in the root zone was kept at low level. This is pot D under salinity stress. Since we applied sodium chloride solution here, salinity in the upper layer responded quickly, and the second irrigation with saline water caused a rise in salinity in the lower layer. This is time evolution of daily transpiration ratio, which is the transpiration ratio over transpiration rate over potential transpiration. You can see that as soil dries or salt built up, the transpiration ratio decreased gradually. These blue dots were potential transpiration, which fluctuated largely in response to climatic condition in greenhouse. So the moisture content at each depth were estimated by interpolating and extrapolating to the values at two depths. And the matrix potential at each depth was estimated using this soil moisture retention curve, considering the hysteresis. These olive curves were examples of a trajectory. Okay. And osmotic head at each depth were also estimated by interpolating and extrapolating the two values, the two measured values. And these osmotic potential and matrix potential were substituted into the stress response function, and we obtained the alpha reduction coefficient. This is an example of distribution of alpha times beta. So potential transpiration at each hour each time was estimated by assuming that the pattern of daily diurnal pattern of the potential transpiration is proportional to it's the same pattern as shortwave radiation. Now that we have reduction coefficient and potential transpiration and the root activity distribution, we can calculate the transpiration rate at each time. The integrating the transpiration rate over the daytime gives the daily transpiration amount. Thus, the daily transpiration amount is a function of these parameter values. These parameter values were optimized with least square method by setting the daily transpiration amount in the objective function. This is an example of the best fit transpiration ratio. This is the screenshot of the problem. Okay, so this is the optimized stress drought stress response function and salinity response stress response function. You can see that the drought stress response function of canola is smaller and is leftwards, which means the drought tolerance of canola is less tolerant to compared to Jatropha. And the canola is as tolerant as Jatropha to salinity. You can also see that at a given potential, matrix potential is more effective than osmotic potential. Okay, thank you for your attention.
Soybean, right? Is there the conclusion that less tolerant salinity than soybean?
Soybean. Actually, we have not measured the drought tolerance of soybean.
I guess I saw in the previous slide that you had
soybean? Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I deleted the distribution of soybean. Soybean. The salinity response function of soybean comes around here. Slightly less tolerant compared to Jatropha. And more tolerant. Canola is slightly more tolerant than soybean. Yeah, for salinity stress.
What about in terms of drought?
No, we have never measured the drought response function for soybean.
Okay.